The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, the 1st of May, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy,
Le Otra.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murder choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter there. If you'd like to be a part of the show, the best time to call is during the beginning rather than the end. The number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that.
Head.
True that.
True.
Talking about Kathleen Sebelius.
Sebelius.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that the man promotes those that have violated conscience? She used to work with the, as they call themselves, the abortion industry.
Mm, the industry.
Pro-choicers.
Sure.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? He has all these people around his administration talking about Barack Hussein Obama, that you're not a part of his administration unless you've committed some sort of crime. Mm-hmm. Just ask Dan Savage or, you know, Kathleen Sebelius.
Or Mr. Attorney General himself.
Yeah. He's
a little treason.
He's a frog right now.
Yes.
In that pot.
He's boiling.
That's boiling. Yes, it is. In every sense of the word. Do you want to go ahead and kick that off real quick? Because for the sake of time, Mr. Other Guy?
Sure.
Did you want to say something outside of that?
Well, I think folks need
let's
to go
on
to
and
our,
play that piece with Kathleen Sebelius.
I'm talking about your column. This is important.
All right.
WND. It's on the front of the opinion section at WND.com. You can also find it on Facebook. And just for everybody to know, we've resurrected Sons of Liberty Media. So right on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com, the SOL Media tab, cover a lot of the topics that we covered during the show. If you want to go out and get more information, if you don't have time to call or you don't like getting on the air. But going to Miss Sebelius.
I would want to be on the air.
Remember the first time I did it, I was sweating and I was scared.
Well, if you remember right, speaking of sweating and scared, I think it was 12 years ago, you and another guy that was in the ministry said, let's get on live radio. And it's like, yeah, you guys are funny.
I thought you should. I didn't think I should.
I did. And I used to, as a matter of fact, folks, what I used to do is pre-record all my shows. And what would happen is people would email me and say, man, that was just flawless. Well, what they didn't know is I was actually cutting it up and making myself sound perfect, because that's what I wanted the people to get. I didn't want them to hear, just like I just did it now, hear human error. I didn't want them to hear that. I just wanted them to get my message, and instead of human error, let that be to the wayside where it belongs, and let them get the information that they needed. Well, then one day I just said, okay, we'll do it. Went on live, and we've been going live ever since, 12 years now.
Nonstop.
Yep. Minneapolis, Chicago, Washington, D.C. Now we're in 53 countries.
Yep.
That's pretty cool stuff.
Quite a few states here in the United States on AM, FM,
yep.
too.
All the way from the East Coast to the tip of the United States, all the way to the West Coast tip of the United States. Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee.
Alabama.
Yep. Alabama.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Cool. Yeah, they love us down south. I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, they have a savor for the truth, I guess.
There's still conscience left down there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about those people in Minnesota that are listening right now that are about to turn us off because you just said that?
Matter of fact, I just
way
got an
to
email
go.
From
now, do you see why I used to pre-record, Jake?
That's right. To keep me out of the way.
Okay, we're going to be talking about Kathleen Sebelius here in just a minute, and how she got schooled by a faithful in... What's that? Congressman in... who made great Inquisition. No, seriously, the Inquisition, folks, it's second to none. But we want to make a point. I know this is yesterday's news, but it's so important that you understand what happened when it was in process. Or was it 2 days ago?
Actually, I know that it was posted yesterday, but it's still on the front page of a lot of places.
Really? It's just great because she didn't have understanding as to what she was advocating.
No.
And by the way, that's what Obama has around him again, is a bunch of dummies that don't know the Constitution or what they're doing. They're just told what they do, like he is, from their puppet masters, and then they just obey.
Yeah.
And they chase down the bone, and then they bring it back to their master. Well, this time, she got caught with a bone in her mouth, and she doesn't know what the bone is.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this
Literally.
Thing in my mouth I'm supposed to bring back to the president? And I know, too, how he always throws them out there to answer questions and get grilled. But you never see Obama getting grilled.
Like the clown,
grilled.
Jay Carney.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jay, go up there and tell him something.
Yeah.
Or his attorney general, for example. Or, in this day and age, Kathleen Sebelius, dealing with the Health and Human Services. She appeared before the House committee to testify.
Yeah, Jake, we're going to get to that when we come back. What were you going to say?
Oh, that was what I was going to go into.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is right after this break, we're going to actually play that piece from Kathleen Sebelius being raked over the coals.
Yep.
I mean, he was slapping her three different ways.
And
he was doing it very. But you know, he did it in a nice way.
Yeah.
He did it diplomatically, but this is the kind of diplomacy that America needs because he got the job done.
Hold
folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Check it out. We're going to come right back after this break. We're going to play this piece from Kathleen
Sebelius.
Sebelius. What kind of a name is that? Is that like Siberian
like
or something?
To me. Maybe it could be.
You think she's from the Antarctic?
Could be.
I think so.
Why not? Lots of oxygen.
She's got white hair.
There we go.
Maybe she's part polar bear.
Could be.
I would think so.
Save the polar bears.
No, let's not. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, 1-877-807-9977. Or check us out on Sons of Liberty. Go ahead with the Siberian.
Well, Miss Sebelius.
Oh, it's Sebelius.
Before Trey Gowdy, who's a Republican from South Carolina. And Gowdy asked her to defend a public statement she had made about the HHS requirements mandating employers, despite their religious objections, to provide insurance for contraception coverage for employees.
Okay.
Sebelius said that she was striking an appropriate balance between respecting religious freedom.
She was told.
And increasing access to important preventative services. She actually quoted saying this. Well, then later she said, well, I was told to say this.
That's right.
But nonetheless, she still said it on her own two feet.
She still played the fool.
So Mr. Gowdy grilled her, and we've got that video right here.
Okay, hang on a second. You gotta roll. Slow your roll, dog.
Roll slow.
This has something to do with Obamacare?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Obamacare and the individual mandate. And we've talked about this before on the show. But everybody knows that they're trying to make corporations, religious corporations or institutions, mandate contraception.
Okay.
So there's the argument. There's where it lies. But I would even submit this.
That's information I need.
It doesn't even lie there. The point is that the federal government has no business mandating any business, period, whether they're religious or not.
Ooh.
I don't care if they're heathens or Satanists. You can't come in and make a company mandate health care.
Yeah.
So we lose the battle when all we're fighting on is the religious front.
Uh-huh.
But that's what we're fighting on here nonetheless.
All right.
Because it shows how morally depraved this administration's gotten. But it also shows how tactical they are, because this is their tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to stop talking about Obamacare.
Yep.
Let's get them to swallow that pill.
Yep.
Get them talking about religious institutions. We know we're going to lose that battle, but let's make that the struggle so that nobody pays attention to what's going on.
Right. Sleight of hand.
Trying to do.
Sleight of hand.
You know, the same thing happened earlier when the Obamacare came up, and then the Zimmerman thing came up. They both came up at the same time.
Yeah.
Who got the PR? The Supreme Court and Obamacare? Well, some people that were paying attention. But mostly it was the pop culture and the Zimmerman case.
Speaking of which, if you rewind just a little bit, if you remember right, when Obama first came out and they were under tremendous pressure,
yeah,
all of a sudden Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
You remember that?
There's always something to grab in the mainstream to kind
yeah.
of
We need a diversion here.
Diversion's
the word. So let's hear Kathleen Sebelius being interviewed.
She's not a good diversion.
True Inquisition from Congressman.
Mr. Trey Gowdy.
Trey. Let's hear what he has to say.
You said, and I quote, "This decision was made after very careful consideration, including the important concerns some have raised about religious liberty. I believe the proposal strikes the appropriate balance between respecting religious freedom and increasing access to important preventive services. There are only three balancing tests that I am aware of when it comes to matters of constitutional significance. There is the rational basis balancing test for economic legislation. There is the intermediate or mid-level scrutiny for gender-related constitutional issues. And then there is the heightened or strict scrutiny when fundamental rights are involved, and given the fact that I am sure you can see that religious liberty is a fundamental right, which of those three constitutional balancing tests were you making reference to when you said you balanced things?"
Congressman, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't pretend to understand the nuances of the constitutional balancing tests.
But you would agree
you're talking about the preventive services.
You would agree it's a legal issue, right? I mean, we're going to wind up in this. Last time I was at the Supreme Court, I think you and I were there the same day during the oral argument. This mandate is going to wind up in the Supreme Court. To me, it is. We can talk about the politics all we want to. I want to talk about the law. I want to talk about balancing religious liberty with whatever else you think it's appropriate to balance it with, because you use the word balance. Which of those three tests is the appropriate test for us to use when considering religious liberty?
Again, Congressman, I am not going to wade into constitutional law. I'm talking about the fact that we are implementing the law that was passed by the Congress, signed by the President, which directed our department to develop a package of preventive health services for women. We have done just that with the advice of the Institute of Medicine and promulgated that rule.
Do you agree with me that government cannot force certain religious beliefs on its citizens?
Yes, sir.
And why can they not do that?
Why can government not force religious beliefs?
Right. What's the basis of that?
The separation of church and state.
Well, it's the Constitution, right? The First Amendment. Can government decide
like
which religious beliefs are acceptable and not acceptable?
No, sir.
And why can they not do that?
It's part of our Constitution.
It's a legal analysis. I mean, for me, this is not a political analysis. It is a legal analysis. So, before this rule was promulgated, did you read any of the Supreme Court cases on religious liberty?
I did not.
You would agree with me that our society has a compelling interest, not just an important interest, a compelling interest in having an educated citizenry, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So, when a state said you have to send your children to school until a certain age, and a religious group objected because they did not want to send their children to school until that certain age, do you know who won? They went to the Supreme Court.
I do not.
The religious group won. I think state has a compelling interest in banning animal sacrifice. Whether it's compelling or just important is irrelevant for purposes of this discussion. When a state banned the practice of animal sacrifice and a religious group objected, it went to the Supreme Court. Do you know who won that?
I do not, sir.
The religious group won. I think the state has an important interest in having license tags on automobiles so law enforcement can know who they're dealing with. When a religious group objected to having a certain license tag on their cars, it went to the Supreme Court. Do you know who won?
I do not.
The religious group won. And most recently, I happen to think government has a compelling interest in avoiding gender discrimination. But this administration took to the Supreme Court a case, Hosanna Tabor, where a religious group wanted to decide who its teachers were, even if it meant gender discrimination. It was a 9-0 opinion in favor of religious liberty. So when you say you balance things, can you understand why I might be seeking a constitutional balancing instead of any other kind?
I do, sir, and I defer to our lawyers to give me good advice on the Constitution. I do not pretend to be a constitutional lawyer. No.
Is there a legal memo that you relied on? At least when
I relied on discussions.
At least when Attorney General Holder made his recess appointments, there was a legal memo that he relied on. Is there one you can share with us?
Attorney General Holder clearly runs the Justice Department and lives in a world of legal memos.
Do you have a
I'm sorry, the gentleman's time has.
In other words, somebody, come on, someone get in there. She's drowning in front of the world to see.
Any legal memos that you can come up with? No, it was a discussion.
I'm just doing what I'm told, man.
I'm not a constitutional. I don't have a conscience. I've already proved that because I agree with butchering babies. And, you know, who cares about
for
the
a better
Constitution?
Way of saying it. All right.
You know, separation of church and state or something.
Them old white guys.
The dead racist white guys, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Can you tell me just for a second here why a person would employ themselves in this type of employment knowing that what they're doing is completely wrong? Other than the fact that they've become now what I guess you would call a criminal that is under the guise of being legal, because that's what they do. I relied upon a lawyer. So, I mean, you know, I didn't know it was wrong to kill. I'd shot him. Somebody told me it'd be fine if
I did.
Man,
these are the same lawyers that said it was okay to kill a baby.
That's how I make my money.
They
so
have a right to, free choice.
You know, I didn't have any memos. We just talked about it. I mean, what's the big deal?
These are the lawyers trying to stop people from saying if you can have a man that's a woman now and a woman from a man teaching my kids. I mean, what are you thinking of?
As long as they help me, I'll help them, I guess. Because, you know,
is this why Jesus damned everybody? These guys?
This is why I think
woe unto the lawyers who withheld the keys of knowledge. Yeah, I think so.
This is the curse that comes upon everybody. Our judgment is now in this time. This is the type of oppression.
But Jake, just back up and sit down for a minute, because these people, they must know what they're doing. They must know what they're doing because they're in the position.
Of course. Yeah, that's right.
Like the guy
besides,
in the White House that knows what he's...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he knows what his string pullers are doing. He's a constitutional scholar that doesn't understand the Constitution, like his offspring.
Yes.
Through Kathleen Siberian.
Right? Siberian.
Yeah.
That even sounds American.
Isn't it interesting? She quoted lines between church and state. Yeah. This is what was... outstanding to me. I loved this. She put it into perspective, but she meant not to do it. In her confusion, she blurted out the truth.
Right.
She didn't mean to blurt it out the way that she said it.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Why?
But that's exactly right. The government is barred, folks, from religious views.
Yep.
You understand? What the heck is the church in America running from? They have everything going for them.
Yes, it is.
The congressman,
in those cases,
he just explained to us that 9-0.
Yeah.
Government knows their lines, folks. Lines between church and state. The government knows their lines, folks.
Right.
Got it? We'll be right back after this break. Come back with more Kathleen
Siberians.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Get Bradley and Jake. Last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. You know what's appalling, folks, is I just went onto YouTube with our producer, and there was 3,000 hits on that particular topic. I know this was a big deal, and it still is, by the way. Some people, networks, good networks, still have this out on their websites, on their front pages, because it's important for people to understand this perspective. The perspective is Congressman Trey was sharing with you that the government has no business intruding into the affairs of religious freedoms. He put it into perspective exactly how it's supposed to be put into perspective. The government doesn't have business to go trampling your Constitution and your freedom, your religious freedoms, friends. I said to Jake, I think I said it on the radio right before we braked, what is the church running from? You have everything going for you, not against you. You have the law working for you and the Supreme Court and the justices know that your freedoms are insured under the Constitution of the United States, not to be trampled upon. They're probably trying to figure out, why are they running from the ACLU?
Yeah. The weapons are in their hands. What are they
totally
doing?
Totally.
Fire.
The ACLU, Roger Baldwin, man, they're sitting back laughing at these. What? Look at these cowards.
They depend on it. They can't do anything.
Look at these capitulators.
Without their ignorance, they can't act on anything. They don't take any ground.
So do you think...
Voluntarily given
up. What do you think Kathleen Sebelius, what do you think she's doing today?
She's probably at home reading the Constitution, maybe.
No, I'm talking about all the stuff that she stepped in.
Yeah.
She's probably still cleaning herself.
She's at, you know, maybe she went to take a constitution course from our president.
Let's take it a step further. Folks, you just heard a congressman set the record straight. Folks, he set not only Kathleen Sebelius straight, but this administration straight. When the American people take a little more time than to just hit 3,000 views on YouTube concerning their freedoms in this country, and we begin to deal with this man lawfully, then you're not going to have to deal with this man's unlawfulness on a daily basis.
That's right.
And just think, the longer you let him do what he does, the longer it's going to take you to right the wrongs.
Yep.
This, I wish someone would publish this, but the man needs to be criminally charged. A long time ago. A long time ago.
You know, it reminds me of, and this is a way for me to understand this, is, you know, the Shamu thing?
Yes.
Went down and he drowned that one
believe.
Lady.
Believe.
That's right,
believe.
So he drowned that one woman and everybody's like, oh, man, that's so sad. And the family is like, you know, we don't want to
press
charges.
Wait a second. That was the third person that Shampoop drowned.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. So everybody's like, oh, man, you know, but we don't want to press charges. The poor animal, the family didn't do anything about it. And then later on, we find out this is the third time that this has happened.
Sorry.
So what should somebody do? Deal with the whale or keep covering up for the whale as it keeps killing victims? That's what's happening with this liberal agenda.
That, wow, you are head and shoulders above the rest of us, Jay.
Well, because I believe.
You know, and I'm sorry that I'm so advanced that I already got your answer before you brought it up. So I'm sorry for doing that.
See, we've got to bring everybody along step by step. Otherwise, they get lost and like, what was he just talking about?
I can concur.
I lost it. See, that's the problem you're going to have. You're so far ahead of everybody that everybody's kind of like, okay, where did he go? I don't know. Happened. But I do know this. The Constitution.
Wait. Were you talking about shampoo again?
Oh, man. I lost shampoo now. She should be drowned. She can't be drowned. She should be pulled out of the water.
You know why people listen to us?
Is it a boy or a girl?
Because of the personalities. This is what it is. I mean, they love to hear men of God.
Mix it up.
That are just, hey, you know, throw it on the table. Let us all see it.
That's right. And you know what? Our weapons are on the table.
Step it out. Do you remember years back when we went to Florida and we made the mistake of, I think this was the first year they started getting weird with Shamu.
Yeah.
On, I believe. Dude, it was weird.
Yeah.
I remember a Muslim couple. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Yeah.
He hit the nail on the head.
He totally did. The Muslim looked back at me. I don't know if it was me and my wife or who was with me. But he looked back at me and he said to the folks, a foreigner said this to us, a Muslim individual, a very cool guy, by the way, looked at me and he said, is this a form of a new cult?
Yeah.
He knew this was way off base. It's animal worship. It's the environmentalist whack jobs. They value life of a whale over the human being. That's a different topic.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the very issues. Yeah. Of how backwards the foreigners come here and they see it for what it is, folks.
Right. That's right. So the whale drowns three different people, but we need to protect the whale.
Yeah.
Obama gives us health care. Comes to the front door, says, I'm here
to
murder
your kids.
He wants
to kill grandma and grandpa. That's right.
I'm here to force religious institutions to do what I want. I'm here to promote the GLBT lobby.
He's got no business, dude. He's got no legal authority, people.
Nope. He doesn't.
There's no debating. What he doesn't want to hear is law. And what he's doing is he's pushing through the doors, listen carefully, that are wide open, folks,
right.
That he can push open, and no one's going to be obstinate towards him. There's going to be no opposition. Nah, just go ahead for this one. They don't care about the babies that are being aborted. No, let's send this guy out here. They don't care about their kids. Let's begin to indoctrinate the kids now. That's what they're doing. They're only doing what you're tolerating, folks.
Protect that whale.
Lines between church and state, Jake.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Going back to health care, because I don't want anybody to lose this. Obamacare is an abomination. It's not constitutional, period. The Congress can't pass it because it's not constitutional. This is what the Congress has the power to do, regardless of religious institutions. It doesn't matter. I think the point was great when she said, well, it's a separation of church and state. That's right. It keeps the government. They can't tell the church to do nothing.
She said it in ignorance, though.
Totally on accident, yeah. But she understood the right meaning for that word.
I think this is how I took it, clearly. And, of course, I'm going to be right at the end of the day here. She didn't realize what she was saying. the way that she meant to say it.
Probably
no,
not.
No, she didn't.
Right. She obviously did.
If she did, she wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
She thought, well, I'll just shoot this out here and see how smart I really look.
Yeah.
Well, she did.
She
and
sure
everybody's
did.
Smelling that nasty cheese in her pocket right now.
That was the smartest thing she said, though, the whole time. And then at the end of it, just like Obama, if anybody could ever get him on the camera and question him on any of his policy, he'd say the same thing. I'm not sure. I'm not an attorney. Well, you did go to law school. Well, but, you know,
wait a second.
That's why we got Alina Kagan. That's why I put her there.
Why did you send me then? That's the real... Why did you send her then? She's just doing what she's told, like the goof in the White House. That's right. I had a thought. And I lost my thought, and it's your fault. No, it was a good thought, Jake. It really was.
She accidentally said...
She did. She totally said it on accident. She didn't mean to say what she said. Look, if she wouldn't have said what she said, he wouldn't have brought it as far as he did.
It
was great. He took the entrails of everything and threw it out there for everybody to see.
Here's the First Amendment. Here's how we apply it. Here's what happens. And what does she sit there speechless? Most of the time, this administration comes and does something.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you, Lord. This is important. Did you know that Harry Truman, folks, all the way up until Truman... Presidents used to walk on the streets of Washington, D.C., and you could walk up to your president and you could shake his hand and talk to him. Did you know that, folks? Matter of fact, back in the day, at the turn of the century, when presidents were done with their duty, they were literally dropped off and nobody cared about them anymore. Let's go back to Harry Truman. I could go to Washington, D.C. in the 50s when Truman was there, confirm. And I could say hello to him, shake his hand, ask him how he was doing, and I'm sure he's a real busy guy. Now I can't do that anymore. Why have I lost accessibility? Why, folks? Why are the presidents treated like monarchies rather than one of us now? The media has done this, and the American people have allowed this to happen. Mm-hmm. When is the last speech that this president, the preceding presidents, have opened up a forum to the public without them being controlled questions? Why? Why at the debates, why are they all controlled questions? Planted questions, folks. Because the questions, they already know how far they can go with the answers. Stick to the topics. Don't go outside of the topics. For example, how come over the last 4 and 5 debates in the Republican Party, how come there was never anything about homosexual marriage anymore? How come nobody was talking about the moral issues anymore, folks? Because they found out that it was backfiring, because when they'd bring up the issues on television, the people would boo.
Yep.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Just this year. All of a sudden, they started hearing the booing coming from the crowd. Well, they didn't want the rest of the country to hear that people were against it, because they're not listening to the 30 states that have already said no to homosexual marriage, for example. See, they stick to the topics. It's all controlled. And I'm tired of it. I had to tell you that.
I think another part of it is the national policy. Look at in the past. Our presidents never made enemies with foreign countries. They never made enemies because we weren't concerned with foreign affairs in that respect. Now we're sending Navy and Army and Marines all over the world.
Allies as so far as to trade.
Yeah, and we've that's right. And that's fine. Commerce. But you're not going to create an enemy by developing commerce with other countries. But now we have that. So you look at the new policy of what the commander-in-chief has brought on. Now he's the warmonger.
Dude,
he's the warmonger. I'm saying that office.
I know.
So that office now needs to protect because why? Because of what it's doing. Not because of what it is. It's because of what it's doing. We've changed our policy. And now with our national policy or our international policy, we're creating enemies. And because of that, now there becomes protection. And ultimately what it represents is interests. When you have interests and interested people, they will go, and this is a perfect point, Ms. Celibus, they'll go to any extent to protect their own interests.
That's right.
Even if it means trampling underfoot the Constitution, which says the Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes and duties, imposts, and excises to pay for the debts, provide for the common defense, and the general welfare of the United States. But that's it. Period. It stops there. Nothing about health care in that article.
One more segment coming up. Health care? Where's the government supposed to be implementing their ideals into that?
Health care?
Where?
Well, just don't talk about the Constitution.
Just hoping that everybody's as stupid as Mrs. Siberian.
Yes.
All right.
So do what you're told.
Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 777.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake talking about Kathleen Sebelius. And Sugar Daddy in the White House.
Ooh, sugar.
Man, he laying that sugar on real heavy.
He's the sugar man.
Mm-hmm. What you got to say about
bring
that
some of
now?
Bring some of that sugar.
Did you hear Farrakhan?
No.
Talking about not sending his black kids to the army to serve our country because then you'd be serving the enemy.
Ooh.
It's like, brother, I'm going to get you a ticket.
Sure.
You can leave today.
Is he American? Is he even American? I don't really know much of
Farrakhan.
Farrakhan.
Well, we all know he's a Malcolm X wannabe.
Yeah.
He used to stand right behind him. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, speaking of which.
Poor guy.
He was preaching, and he started talking about how a man would die. And I believe it was one of the major networks that caught on to what he said because he was telling on himself. They went and got Malcolm X's daughter. And they sat down Farrakhan and his daughter. And his daughter confronted him along with the reporter as to what happened in Malcolm X. And of course, he denied everything. But you could see throughout the history of Malcolm X, mm-hmm. you could see the black nationalists. Farrakhan was always looking at Malcolm like he panted after that position.
Yeah.
So a lot of weird stuff around that whole situation. And of course, we all know the history of that. Malcolm turned on the honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Oh,
And so,
remember, I got two mixed
remember,
up. I thought it was Louis Farrakhan.
No. Seriously?
Yeah.
Good. You better do your homework.
I need to study.
Well, do you remember when he was being interviewed by Mr. Wallace, mm-hmm. who just died recently, and Malcolm X said, "I'm already a dead man." Yep. He's exactly right. He was a dead man because it was a couple days later, I believe, that he was dead. Shot and killed.
So Farrakhan...
By his own people, by the way.
Did Farrakhan take over the position of... who was the guy? Elijah Muhammad?
Yeah. I can see why Louis Farrakhan changed his name to Louis Farrakhan Muhammad, because his real name is Louis Eugene Walcott.
That's a fine American name.
Really? I would think his parents were angry with him.
Walcott?
Yeah.
Sounds American to me.
Really? Your kid Eugene?
No, I wouldn't do that. But I think it sounds bad. I wouldn't name my kid Farrakhan either.
No, I wouldn't. That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
I'd probably stick with Eugene.
Yeah. Man, speaking of Malcolm X, man, he used to say some... Wow! That brother used to say some straight-up racist things. Whoa! You know, towards the end of his life,
mm-hmm.
I believe if he'd got together with Martin Luther King...
Get on the right page.
He was changing. By the way, Malcolm X, just due to the fact that we're talking about this topic right now, his dad was a preacher, too, that got a little bent. And the way Malcolm X's dad died was pretty horrendous. They beat his head in with a hammer, and then they threw him on the railroad tracks. Anyways, I don't know why we got there, but I was just thinking about him. Because I heard that today about...
Mr. Farrakhan.
Yeah, about how America's the enemy. Well, then, dude, pack your bags, dog. And move it.
And you're here. Why? Yeah. Why are you here?
Isn't that amazing? If you hate your country, then get out of it.
That's right.
It doesn't like you neither. It's got regurgitating right. you.
It will vomit you out soon.
Yeah, well, that's and what he's doing it to himself anyways.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to lines between church and state.
You know, we just did a semi-program recently, and I actually have a referral from that.
From where?
Speaking of St. Cloud State University.
Yeah.
You know, the separation of church and state. We're in a state university, right?
Yeah.
This young lady said...
But I noticed all those that were breaking the law.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's all forms of a cesspool of a melting pot.
Yeah, because they want to change the law.
Isn't that amazing?
The law is discriminating against them.
And, yeah.
You know, they need to change the law.
St. Cloud State University. By the way, I just changed my picture on my Facebook, too.
There we go.
Yeah.
Is it Bradley Dean?
Well, I was actually told, Bradley, I got to keep your pictures accurate. Your picture that you had on there before looks like your son. And I told Jake, I started laughing. I said, well, thanks a lot. I said, the difference between that picture and now is 20 pounds. But that picture wasn't that long ago that I took that. So I put a brand new one out there. And my wife says I look just as handsome. So
that's right.
That's all that matters, right?
Hey, you know what, folks? You need to get on that Facebook and let Bradley know what you think of his new picture.
It's a face only my wife could love.
Should I read this?
I'm not done yet.
Oh.
And what others would like to love.
There we go.
But they can't.
Like that.
That's right. And I had some sweet, honestly, this was really sincere and it was sweet. She said, I wish that I could have a husband like you. And I showed my wife. And it wasn't,
mm-hmm.
There was no innuendo. It wasn't like that. It was just very sweet. Because really what she was saying is I would hope that God would give me a man that would stand up for who we are as a country too. Really? I like that. Patting myself on the back right now.
Don't see many of those men right now. Sorry.
No.
Although
I feel sorry for the women.
I've
never
Gowdy.
Seen so many cowards in my life. That's true.
He
did it today, man. Yep.
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 Most definitely.
You know what? There's some good, I got to stand corrected here. There's some good guys in government.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Issa, man.
He's
kicking him in the shorts right now. This is great stuff.
Yep.
Some good ministries out there. Real preachers. Preaching the truth, preaching it down, compromising nowhere.
Pointing the finger.
That's what America needs. And by the way, we're always going to go down in history as the unsung heroes. You know that, Jake.
Yeah.
Anybody that stands up and fights, because the way of the world is to persecute the living ones and then praise the dead ones.
Yeah.
See, but people need to understand that history is written by men who hung heroes.
Mm-hmm.
They got to think a little bit further. But we got 4 minutes left, Jake. Go ahead.
We held an event with Bradley Dean from You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide organization at St. Cloud State University campus. And folks listening, we will come to your campus. Give us a call. Go on the website.
And I promise, if you go online, this is in all sincerity, you might have to go through a little heat at the beginning. But I promise you, at the very end of it, you can go on the referrals on our website and you read for yourself as to what people say that they get when we go. We don't go with... the wisdom of men's words. We go in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. We're preachers of the cross of Christ. Yep. And it's the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. And we do believe. And God does promise to answer. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. And boy, let me tell you what, it is in power. And that's why we get referrals.
That's right.
So I don't want to gloat in the flesh because we have no place to gloat. We're not that stupid.
Nope.
We might be playing sometimes, but we're not that stupid to do that. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And our righteousness is but filthy rags. We already get all that. Christ is magnified everywhere. And I'll tell you what confirms that very last statement that I just made. Because God sees to it through trials and tribulations. You ain't going to be there when he glorifies any of his son anyway. So you may as well just learn to stand behind the cross and see what he does. That's how Jesus Christ is glorified. Go ahead.
I think for us, I mean, the reason I like doing events is because I want to partake in what the Lord's doing.
Same here.
It has nothing to do with us doing it. It's like, can we be a part, Lord?
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Who cares?
Yeah.
We're doing what God called us to do, and that's what matters. Yep.
The event was great. I personally learned a lot. I don't really understand why the Republican Party pressured our group to not have You Can Run But You Cannot Hide organization on our campus. They spoke about abortions, what the men and women of our armed forces have been through and should be thanked, and how this country was a republic and now is a democracy.
No, it's not.
But that's what people would think.
Yep.
I have never experienced such nicer people.
That was nice.
Yeah.
They helped us through the media, how to handle the Republican Party, and how to promote the event on a very liberal campus. I really do wish that other campuses around the state of Minnesota and even around the nation to have the You Can Run But You Cannot Hide group come to their school. If I could do this over again, I would. What Bradley Dean talked about needs to be heard. Sincerely, Abby, the president of the College Republicans at St. Cloud State University.
I actually just posted a picture of Abby with her little nerd glasses on, and I am humored to no end when I look at it.
So you got to go sign up on Facebook, Bradley Dean.
Jake, you're a great
Facebook.
You kind of remind me of Thomas Jefferson.
Uh-oh.
And I want to tell you why. John Adams walked up to him at one point and says, "You have not shared your mind, Thomas." Why is that? What did Thomas say back?
I don't remember what he said.
You know, it's setting me up, right?
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson said back, "I've not been given the gift of oratory."
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
That would probably be.
You gotta let the Bible says out of the belly the will flow rivers of living water. Flow is the key word here. I didn't hear anything about choppy waves. I get it. Jake is saying he's really frustrated inside, and he's trying to say the right words, but they're not coming out. By the way, lines between church and state is found nowhere in the Constitution of the United States. Lines between church and state is found nowhere in your Bill of Rights. Nowhere in any founding document, my friends. It is, however, found in Article 52 of the Russian Constitution, and don't forget it. And by the way, next time you tuck tail and run from those that are saying lines between church and state, put it in perspective and say, government, get out of my church's business.
Amen.
You got it?
You got
Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. Tomorrow we have Matt Barber talking about the rants from the left. What do you think about
that? This will be very interesting.
Got to keep the word in there and the Constitution in there.
Got it.
That's important. That's the pith and marrow of who we are. The Sons of Liberty. Who was the Sons of Liberty?
John Adams,
Patrick Henry, James Otis,
John Hancock,
Samuel Adams.
John Hancock.
Yep, who else? Paul Revere.
All right.
Got